different right now. I'm going to switch gears for just a second. Those of you who are guests with us or fairly new to the journey, once a year, we do a very brief talk about where we've been in 2025 and where we're going the next year. You just happen to stumble on us on the day that we do this. So this is going to be like 5 to 10 minutes. This will be a pretty quick thing before we get into our teaching. But for those of you who have been a part of the journey and have kind of been here both this last year for any part of it or even for the years before, I just want to encourage you to kind of listen up and kind of hear ways in which you could help with the journey. Again, if you're a guest, I'm going to encourage you just to kind of watch and just kind of see what we're about. A lot of this is probably foreign to you, and that's totally okay. Just kind of see what the journey does. So what we do here, there we go, is we talk about our vision. And our vision at the journey is pretty simple. We want to point people to God's grace. Sometimes we use a different word, point people to God's love. But I often like to say grace because I think grace encompasses a lot of things about what the journey does. The journey is about letting people have the freedom to know God and that they are going to kind of journey. They're going to process that in their own way. And we want to be a part of that with you. And so we use three main words to help that vision happen. The first one is that word connect. We often talk about our connect table, but ways in which you can connect, because a big part of what we want to do is invite you into community. The church is supposed to be this very unique place. It's a place where people from all sorts of backgrounds, all sorts of ideologies, all sorts of ways in which they think and live and believe could come together and start to have the same mission around who Jesus Christ is. And I think it is very unique in our culture. Maybe it's the only place in our culture that does this, but it's a pretty impressive place to be able to come and be a part of a way to connect with people and love them and let them love you in a way that maybe you haven't in the past or maybe you want to and you're reaching for. You can see a bunch of things that we have there, and you can read that yourself, but we have a lot of things we do at the journey in which we try to invite you in and ways you can connect, whether it's open table groups. We have 4 of those right now. We keep saying we would like a host for those anywhere in the city. So wherever you live in the city, you could host one of these, and people will come to you, and maybe even a couple people could come in together and host them. And we have other things like young adults group, connect team, women's group, craft group. We've had Bible studies. If that's something you'd like to do, a Bible study, we would love to help you get that going. But any idea that you have, we want to make it happen if you have a way to connect people. Our second value after connect is to grow. And what we want is you to grow in your relationship with God here at the church. I said in just a minute ago that we want to help you deepen your relationship, deepen your faith. So we continue to have this church service every Sunday. Our goal is to provide God's love, but also what we find is in a lot of ways as people journey with us, they find God's healing as well. And so we have all sorts of things, again, that happen here. You'll notice on that last line that we have 3 dedicated deacon teams as well. We talked about deacons a couple of months ago. If you are interested in being a deacon, you can talk to our lead deacon, which is Michael Chadwick. I'm actually going to have him stand up. Yoink. There he is. There's Michael. Yeah, give him a little. There he goes. Yeah. And Michael's somebody to go talk to who leads our deacons, and it's a way to serve the church and serve the community. And so there's a lot of ways to get involved and grow your faith. And then finally, we talk about this word serve. So we do not just want to have a faith that grows and gets big and could even kind of become kind of arrogant if we're not careful, because that arrogance makes us very judgmental. And so anytime that I see anybody who thinks they kind of know this is the way to do things and this is how you're supposed to live, they tend to get kind of judgmental, including any of us. And so what we want to do is go, no. The goal of deepening our faith is to serve. And so there's a lot of ways to do that. You can serve here, which we'll talk about in just a second, and there's ways outside the church to serve. You can help with Dive. By the way, just got the numbers through this week in Dive. We have saved 840,000 pounds of food through 2025 in Dive. That is incredible. So I just want to give a big shout out to all of you. There's a lot of people here who serve in Dive. We have a lot of teams that go out and connect with people. You can sign up to help bring food to people who are in need back there on the connect table. There's a place to sign up for that. There are food banks we partner with throughout the kind of metro area. We also have Sevens where we serve the homeless and food insecure in Westminster each month. And then we have a lot of drives that we do throughout the year, whether it's clothing drives, rice bowls, back to school, some of the other things we do. and then we kind of end it with our Christmas drive, which is where we try to help families specifically that would not have Christmas without us. So I appreciate all you do there. We also have places here where you can serve, where you can sacrifice yourself just a little bit of your time and energy to help out. And so we've got some very specific ones we have up there. There's a lot of other ways you can serve. But the Journey, I think, is a pretty truly special place. And so we need volunteers. We need people who go, you know what, I am a part of this church family. I've been here for a bit, and I actually want to do some of the chores that are kind of needed for this church family. So if you'll take ownership of this place and maybe think of some things in which you can help, and there's a lot of ways you can do it that are up there, and we have other things you can do as well that are not up there, but I encourage you to just kind of think about ways in which you can volunteer. Now, saying all of that, our vision, our values, the ways in which we volunteer and help people, that is all possible through your financial help. And so one of our participation talks is to let people know where we're at financially and where we're going in 2026. And so I'll put up our budget for 2026, which is $21,500 a month. We have got some increased expenses heading into the year. Actually, they kind of came in the last quarter, some of them around staffing, specifically rental coverage, goods and services, and we've had some pretty significant insurance issues, where we're going to have to pay some more, but that's okay. I am unrelentingly optimistic just about the journey, about you, but honestly, I'm unrelentingly optimistic about God. I just think God has always provided for us through the people of the church, but God has always just taken care of the journey. And sometimes I don't know why, because the journey is this just kind of very unique place in the culture and even kind of unique place within church itself. But I am so grateful that God, again, provides for us. So two things we encourage you around finances in 2026. The first one is we encourage people to give consistently. I would encourage you to consider giving every week or month to the journey and making that kind of a sacred practice for yourself, kind of in your life. The pastors, we do this. We try to give consistently. I've told you before, my wife and I, we give 10%. We actually give over 10% of our income to the church, but we have built up to that. That took some time over the years, over the decades for us. And I encourage you, start somewhere. Start giving somewhere. We're going to talk in a moment about where we're short for 2025. So we did the numbers of November, all the people that gave in November, and what they would have to give extra in December just to make us hit budget. And it was like $88, I think, for the month of December. If everybody just gave an extra $88. Basically, if everybody gave something like $7.50 a month. So start there. Maybe give $10 a month, $20 a month, $30 a month, whatever. Start somewhere where you could go, you know what? I can help with the journey. I can give something, and then I can build my giving as the months and years go by. A brief reminder then of where we're at right now. I put this up last week, but our 2025 budget was $20,500 a month. Through 11 months, we've brought in just over $20,000 a month. So we've done actually really well. This is better than we actually were last year, so it's really good. But we need about $5,200 to hit our budget for the year. We have been under budget anyways for the months at times. So I think we need quite a bit of giving in December. And so if that's something that you could maybe help with, help a bit or help a bit more, we would really, really appreciate that. And our hope is we even get extra in December so that we can have a better January, February, March, that first quarter. Like I like to say, I always bet on God. I always bet on the journey. I do want to personally thank you. Every single person who's given in 2025, and I know that's a lot of you, you have continued to give, you've continued to be sacrificial, and you've provided stability for us as a church, but also for people who are coming in and want a touchstone of what it looks like to live a life alongside Christ. If you don't realize how many people in our culture are starving for grace, they're starving for something that says, this is a little different. This is this free gift of God's love. I don't have to be something. I don't have to act a certain way, say a certain thing. I can just be me, and God will love me. You are providing that for people, and I appreciate it very much. If you would like to give, we put our different ways in which you can give up there on the screen, whether it's our donation options through PayPal on our website, or you'll see that in our emails. You can also do online checks to our address. And we do have a dedicated offering basket in the back, and so also some automatic bank withdrawal cards that people like to use, I realize, and those are at the Connect table. And then the final thing I want to say, number two on this, is this phrase we like to use, which is give cheerfully. And give cheerfully comes out of 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. I'm not going to actually read all of that. I want to highlight a couple of things for you. One of the things is this is Paul going to the church at Corinth. It's in his second letter. He's talking about money specifically. In fact, when people read this passage, they often go to other things besides money because they're like, well, that's not really about money. It's 100% about money. I will encourage you, go home and read 2 Corinthians 9, and you will see him thanking them for the offering they are giving. And in the middle of this, he says this about their finances. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. So if you put out sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously, because God loves a cheerful giver. That little phrase, God loves a cheerful giver. I think what this is really talking about is when we give generously because it's from our heart, not out of guilt, not out of fear, not because somebody is telling us if you give, then God will love you even more, but just because we go, God's doing good things in this place, and I want to cheerfully give, and I think good things will come back to me, but they don't come back to you so that you can get even more. They come back to you so you can even bless more. And I think that's how God wants to work with us. So I close with this. I always ask people to ask themselves two questions about the journey in regards to finances. I'll put those questions up there. You would think about how the journey has impacted your life. And maybe you just come here once a week and you just kind of, you know, participate here. Maybe even once a month, you just kind of come around. That's fine. You can do the journey as you want. We encourage you to be a part of this place. And as you do so, you may look back and go over the last months or year or years, what has the journey actually done for me? How has it helped me, maybe my family, maybe the way in which I choose to live, to see the world? Maybe there's more joy in your life, more hope. And then number two is, who else needs that? As we say at the journey, we are blessed to be a blessing. The only reason God would ever bless me is so I can bless others, so that I'm a conduit of his blessings. Your contribution matters here. You being a part of this family, this church family, matters. It matters to me. It matters to the people here, even people who are strangers to you. We are glad that you're a part of what we're doing. And so we encourage you to take ownership. Whether you give a little or a lot, we thank you for your help in 2025. And I just ask you to think about what you can help with in 2026. So, if you have any questions about that, you can come ask me. You can talk to one of the pastors, Jackie or Ryan or Kay. We would love to talk you through anything about what's going on with the journey, with our finances, or where we're going in 2026. But we are glad that we'd be glad to have those conversations with you anytime. In saying that, I am going to switch gears.